UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the forum that 1 in 5 women will experience sexual attacks, and in some countries, 1 in 3 will experience other forms of physical violence. Some of the meeting expressed concern that less than half of all UN member states have laws targeting violence against women. There's also progress. The UN has introduced successful programs for improving safety for women in many of the world's cities, and a UN trust fund is providing grants to local NGOs in the developing world that are working to support women. This year, the annual meeting of the Commission on the Status of Women had a new focus, the global economic downturn. Economists say that in financial crises, women are often the first to be sacked, including, for example, women in Africa engaged in exports, like the sale of cut flowers to Europe. Development economists say the crisis could encourage donors and private banks to withdraw support for microcredits, which finance many small businesses run by women. Activists say cutbacks in foreign support for healthcare and education projects would also set back progress made in recent years by girls and women. Marina Durano is an economist with the group Development Alternatives with Women for a New Era.
There's a lot of talk about fiscal stimulus packages, which is great, but we also need to understand that, you know, if the fiscal stimulus packages focus on construction of roads, that means that it's the men who get employed, mostly. So while women are losing jobs, we haven't really figured out how to rehire them in the short term, especially as part of the fiscal stimulus packages around.
Joining Durano in her concern is the chief of UNIFEM's Africa section, Micheline Ravalolo-Narishu.
The tendency is that during time of crisis, the first decision to be made sometimes by government is to say, cut off the resources for women's programs. You know, there shouldn't be any decision to say, cut off the program for women as opposed to the program for infrastructure.
For many at the UN meeting, that concern extends to programs by governments, NGOs, and even UN agencies. The World Bank has called on rich countries to set aside 0.7% of their stimulus packages, or about $15 billion, for a so-called vulnerability fund to help developing countries weather the downturn. But some development experts say it's not the amount offered that's important, it's how it will be spent. For example, they say that cuts in health funding often increase pressure on women to stay home to look after the ill. Yassine Fall is a senior economic advisor with UNIFEM. She says looking after ill family members takes women away from paying jobs and empower them economically. Fall says the economic downturn is making the situation worse. Among caregivers, there are some who depend on remittances from relatives working abroad to help cover health costs like hospital user fees. As migrant workers lose their jobs, there's more pressure on families back home, including on women, to earn an extra income.
Caring for patients requires time. It requires money, because they have to also use their own revenues to pay for transportation to go to the hospital. If the hospital doesn't have water, they have to go carry water on their head and bring it. They have to spend time, wash clothes, cook, sit close the bed, bring physical and emotional and affection. And we feel that we are in a time where, in all parts of the world, these responsibilities must be shared equally. We must see boys and men taking more responsibility to share the burden of work in the family.
But above all, she says, these are social services that governments have the responsibility to provide, at least to citizens living in poverty. She says the provision of social welfare should not be shifted onto the backs of women because of budget cuts. Fall says that beyond these micro-level considerations, the economic crisis provides an opportunity to revisit development strategies that have focused largely on market deregulation, policies, she says, that have contributed to the global financial and economic crisis. She notes that most Western governments are calling for some degree of government spending to end the recession, prescriptions, she says, that are the opposite of the solutions suggested to developing world economies, stabilization and fiscal restraint. Fall says responses to the crisis should find alternatives to the existing policies that have not decreased inequality. Economist Marina Durano notes that in June, the UN will host a high-level conference to debate ways to finance packages for the least developed countries while keeping social protections. The meeting is also expected to debate the failure of UN agencies, including the IMF and the World Bank, to foresee the crisis and also how the UN can help solve it. The UN Secretary General, for example, is calling for all the members of the UN, the G192, to be included in talks on global financial reforms. She says the economic downturn is a chance to improve not only the international financial system, but the global system of development aid as well. I'm William Eagle in Washington.